bounced off the boards right onto his stick, and he buried it. And we'll see who they give that goal to.
3-0 now for the Ice Cutters here in the second period.
All right, and I think that's going to be Lynn and Horetsky, and that would make that his second goal of the game.
Yeah, and that was, I think, the pass was from Blake Tulaski. So, yep, 3-0, and that's a pretty big hill to overcome, especially as good as these Ice Cutters are playing right now.
Yep, and it just keeps getting bigger the more time ticks off that clock, even though we're only in the second period. Like you mentioned, Ice Cutters playing some real good hockey right now. Almost had a shot there on net. They're keeping rolling busy right now down in the offensive zone are these Ice Cutters. Goats trying to get it out, and they will clear the zone this time. Schenk tries to keep it in. And right now, we'll see what happens. It's getting exciting. Laycock's going to send it in deep for Goats. Played back behind Kazefka by Tulaski. Tulaski, ooh, almost fanned on it, but did clear the zone. But now McKelpin with the puck skating back into his own zone, and he clears it. So we're back to a little bit of neutral zone hockey. Horetsky. Landon Horetsky fires it again, but that one's going to get deflected. Ooh, almost off a skate towards Roland. Ice Cutters controlling the puck, trying to get another scoring opportunity. Nice centering pass, just goes under the stick of the other Ice Cutter player. Rapson tries to get it out. Sawyer for Goats sends it in deep to the corner. Micah Gordon back to play it. Micah Gordon flips it, nice saucer pass. But nobody's out there, and Goats are going to have to go back and chase that. We get a line change for both teams as Amon sends it deep, gets deflected off Micah's Gordon stick, but no harm done. Amon keeps it in. He's going to fire it, but that's going to hit the shins of Bryce Sears, who's coming back with a head of steam. Nice defensive play by Amon, though, and a little poke check by the goalie, Roland. Goats able to clear it. This is going to go all the way down for an icing.
All right, we will be back in 1 minute on WLEW, the Sports Network, Cruise 102.
Hi, I'm Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance and Bad Axe. Whether it's a matter of finances or safety, our lives can be tough sometimes. More than ever, we all value peace of mind.
Fortunately, that's exactly what we offer at Peruski Insurance, security and confidence in your life and your coverage. Hi, I'm Lori Booms. When it comes to handling claims, having the right protection from a person you trust is essential. Know for certain that you are prepared with your auto owner's insurance agency, Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe, at your side.
Whether it's an act of nature or human error, Auto Owner's Insurance and Peruski Insurance can assure you that everything will be okay. So, get the protection you need for life's tough moments.
As your Auto Owner's Insurance agency, we will add confidence to your future. We are Peruski Insurance, your Auto Owner's Insurance agency, at 104 Scott Street, Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe, an authorized Auto Owner's Insurance agent.
From the Huron County Ice Arena in Bad Axe, it is the Silver Blades Tournament. Second period in this game between the Ice Cutters and Goats Graphics. 3-0, the current score in favor of the Ice Cutters. Guys, there's no Zamboni between periods, so they're starting to get some snow out there on the ice. That's going to make it hard for Goats Graphics to come back in this game.
Yep, and you can already see it having a little bit of effect sometimes. Some of these passes, they're not quite going tape to tape. It does make a little bit of difference, but these kids are also used to it. That's how they've been playing all year.
Yeah, and let's be honest here. Goats Graphics, they got to start skating a little better. I mean, they're dumping the puck in, and nobody's really chasing after it. Ice Cutters is covering just about anything that's going on in their zone. So they got to figure out a way to put some more pressure in Ice Cutters' end. So, and we're spending a lot of time here in Goats Graphics' end as well.
Yep, and like you said, I mean, they're trying to dump and chase, but the Ice Cutters just have some defensemen that are so solid back there that they're not even allowing the chase part to happen. Face-off back into the Goats' zone as they are going to win it, but it's kept in by the Ice Cutters, sent in deep, deflected away by Roland. Centering pass by the Ice Cutters again as they continue to apply pressure. That one's going to go back to the other end, but the snow is going to help slow that puck down a little bit, maybe negate some of these icing calls. brought back in by the offensive zone by Goats, but he has checked off the puck. That was Jason Bailey. McKelpin gets the puck, tries to get it out of the zone, but that's stopped by a couple ice cutter bodies. Goats still trying to clear the zone with the puck, and now they finally do. Goats with numbers. Bailey kicks it over. Oh, kicks it to Geiger, who goes off on a shift, on a line change. Laycock fires it in, but that one's easily played by Kozefka. Bailey behind the net trying to get to the puck. McKelpin shoots it at an already seated Kozefka, who lets it hit its pad. Puck's out near center ice. Bailey and Moore both fighting for the puck. Moore is going to take control, kicks it back to center ice. Now it's Knobloch and Horetzky going for the puck. Ice cutters have it. They send it back in deep again. Goats plays the puck. Now Goats trying to get something going. Vanner trying to keep the puck in the offensive zone for the ice cutters, but that one's going to be lifted and lifted a little bit high into the rafters.
Right now about 6:21 left in the second period. We're over halfway through this game. 3-0 ice cutters in the lead.
Yep, we're going to come down for another face-off down here in the zone in front of Roland. And Goats has to put a point on the board before the end of this period.
Yeah, well, and they're playing very unorganized hockey right now. And I think this has a lot to do with how short they are as far as some of their goal scorers out right now.
Yeah, they're definitely missing Logan Arns right about now, among others. They got it down into the Goats offensive zone, but another one's going to hit the rafters. Boy, they're putting a lot of men in the roof tonight, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, sometimes the way this game's going right now, Goats Graphics just needs a break. I mean, if they can feed one to the net and get a deflection like Ice Cutters got earlier today,
yep,
get a goal on the board before the end of the period. You know, it may get your momentum going the other way.
Yep, sometimes all you need is a lucky bounce. Knobloch and Horetzky trying for the puck at center ice. Ice Cutters control. Now Goats, and they're just kind of scrumming back and forth in the neutral zone trying to take command of this puck.
Yeah, and Ice Cutters is fine with that.
Absolutely. They're just watching that clock, and they want to get to the third period. Although they don't seem to be letting up, they're still putting a lot of pressure. All kinds of scrumming in front of the net. Not even sure. Now the puck kind of squirts out into the corner.
Yep. And they almost got that lucky break like I was talking about just a minute ago.
Yes, they did. And the Goats seem to be playing a little rejuvenated right now. They are really working and digging in the corners. I think sensing the urgency as it gets cleared out to center ice. Jason Bailey skating back with the puck, going to try and get something started. Owen Schenk, he'll intercept the puck in the neutral zone. He brings it back, but Goats are going to play that, and they're going to clear the zone. Micah Gordon just gets on the ice after line change, and he's the first one to play the puck, sends it deep into the zone. Both teams change a few players. Sears with the puck tries to get a shot off, but that's going to be deflected off the skate of a Goats player. Goats have it. They send it around the net. It's going to be stopped by Gordon. Gordon shoots it from the slot, but into the shin guards of a Goats player. Puck gets cleared back out in neutral zone. Nobody's able to really get possession right now of the puck as they just keep trying to move it. Sawyer with the puck tries to center it. Gets over to Tulaski. That's knocked away by Gordon. Gordon with the puck now for Ice Cutters. Ice Cutters moving from left to right. Goes from right to left. Micah Gordon with the puck. He sends it up there to Bryce Sears, who sends it deep into the corner and behind the goalie. Bailey playing it for Goats. Tries to get it out. Sears keeping it in. Bailey again with the puck behind the net. Out to Gordon. The zone gets cleared, but Gordon sends it back in. That one's gloved high by Jason Bailey, who's coming in. He's going to take a shot. That's going to go wide of the net. Amon keeps the puck in for Goats. They're trying to get a scoring opportunity, but it just keeps going on the stick of an ice cutter player, and once again they clear the zone, and there it goes. Not going to go far enough for icing, or is it? Yes, it does.
It's kind of back to first period hockey again, you know, where they're just, obviously Ice Cutters is just looking to not give anything, you know. I mean, they've got a 3-goal lead here right now. They can play defense, but it also